So the Mishnah Psachim, Lamed Tesa Min Aleph, tells us about the Chamisha Minim of Mar, five Minim of Mar. And the Gemara tells us that Ravina found Rav Acha Vrei D'Rava. Just started. That Ravina found Rav Acha Vrei D'Rava. And he asks him, why is it that you look for the mar, which is the most bitter? So he said, because I think that, you know, mar is supposed to be mar, supposed to be the most bitter. So he says, no, you're making a mistake. He says, because the first mar, which is listed in the Mishnah, is chazeres, and the mitzvah is with chazeres, and chazeres is chasa, lettuce. Chasa is a lashon chas rachmana alan, that Hashem has compassion on us. So rather than get the most bitter mar, you should be finding chazeres chasa, which is the softest mar. Interesting. You have to try to understand that. Meaning, if the whole idea of mar, which the halacha is, you have to chew the mar, you have to taste the mariris, so isn't it counterintuitive to think that you should have the softest mar in terms of the bitterness? It has to be bitter, but it shouldn't be bitter. How do we explain that? And that's halacha. Halacha is that the ikar mar is chazeres chasa. And of course, some do horseradish, some wrap the horseradish in it. Not an aropanshtei, everything is good. So I had to explain that in you. On top of that, so let's speak out the kavanas that the Arizal has when it comes to mar and charosa. So I'm trying to explain the Alpi Chassidus. That he explains that marar is gematria maves. And when you dip it into charoses, charoses is really two words. Rus and then chas. What's rus chas? So he explains rus, api kabbalah, certain gematria there, 606, which has to do with Leah, certain parts of it, we're not going to go into that Indian of Kabbalah. And chas is gematria chayim. So when you take mara, which is gematria maves, and you dip it into charoses, chas rus, so you sweeten the mavis with the chai. Basically the kavanah. The Ari adds that the Gemara says that the charoses is zechel tit, to the mortar which was used for the bricks. And the Ari takes this word tit and he makes a whole binyan out of that. He says, really tit is tes yud tes. But the way you have to understand it, says Ari, is you have to take the yud and put it on both sides like this. Tes yud and then yud tes. What's tes yud? Yud tes. Tes yud, yud tes, each one is gematria chava. And there's two chavas. There's a Rachel and there's a Leah. And you have to have in mind for Rachel and Leah because two times yud tes. It's a funny thing.
So, chava?
Chava. Meaning chava, the wife of Adam.
What does that have to do with Rachel and Leah?
She's like the paradigm of, like Yaakov is Shufid Adam Arishon. Yaakov is like Adam. And Adam Arishon, the Zayas says, had two wives, not just one. The first chava was killed and there was a second chava. That's connected Leah and Rachel. That's why Leah cries because she's connected the first chava. And Rachel's the second chava, which is why the second one is Iker. There's a whole opinion in Kabbalah. So since Yaakov is Adam and the two wives are connected Rachel and Leah, so chava, chava, it's like Rachel and Leah. That's what the Ari says. But instead of looking at the word charos as one word, he says, Alpi Kabbalah, there's two words here. Chas, rus. Okay. So tit is really not tit, it's yutas, yutas. So I have to try and explain that a little bit as well. And lastly, the Gemara says 2 days when it comes to charoses. One day of charoses is that charoses is a zecher to the tit. The other is mamish, the other extreme. The charoses is a zecher to the nes of the tapuach. What's the nes of the tapuach? It says the Jewish women were having babies in the fields. And they had successful births, and b'derech neis they were able to stay alive and to come back to Klal Yisrael and to integrate. Tachas ha'etzar articha, pasuk says that there were nisim which happened with the Jewish women having children underneath these apple trees. So as a zecher to that neis, so comes the charoses. So the Gemara says, well, zecher the tit, zecher the tapuach. So you should put both. Says Abaye, put a little bit of something vinegary into it, something a little bit. Put some tapuach into it, so you cover yourself on all grounds. Zecher letit, zecher letapuach. So, fact the maral, the following question. I can understand why charoses should be a zecher letit. Because the mar is a zecher to the shibud, by mar is chayim avodah kasha. So, put some mortar in there, it's a zecher to the tit. But what does tapuach have to do with maror? So what does the nes of tapuach have to do with maror? That's the maror's kasha. So chay, you can say it like this. There's another arizal which also needs a beer. That he explains when you eat the matzah, actually when you chew the maror, he says the reason we have to chew the maror is because in Shemayim, there's a heichal, there's a rakia, which the Gemara in Chagigah says that the man comes from. And just like your toichin and man la tzadikim, that Hashem, that he grinds the man for tzadikim, so too you have to grind the maror, says the Ari. Also, Shirazach. Why are you bringing me? You had to say that you bring the man into this inyan? What does man have to do with maror? You could have said your point without bringing in man. You just made it more confusing. Just like you have to grind the man in Shemayim, you have to grind the maror. So we need to explain tapuach, we have to explain the man and the kesher to the maror. But let's start with the maror's teretz. The maror says, of course there's a connection between the maror and the tapuach. Nisim don't happen for free. Many times what happens is that a person goes through a certain bitterness, he goes through a certain challenge, and there's a lot of dinim there. And you work there, and there's no Pesach, it's closed, gates are closed. What happens is, and I'm explaining the maror a little bit, putting words into his mouth, hopefully it should be amaz, that Hashem will open up another tzara on another front. And that will draw the attention to that tzara. You know what happens though? The first front is now open. A person can only go through a certain amount of tzara every year. It's nigzar on a person how much yisurin has to be saved. So if a person sees that there's yisurin over here, guess what? It's going to make things easier over there because you can't have more yisurin than you're supposed to have. So part of Hashem's chachma and halhagas ha'olam is that sometimes when we see another front, so to speak, opening up, where there's going to be Yisroel over there, it's an order that the first front should have Yeshua. It's taking away, it's a distraction and it's a movement from one end to the other end so that the first one will open up. So explains the maral. So the reason why there was a tapuach, there was nisim by the tapuach, was gufa because of Yomar Yitzchayim. But because they were suffering so much in the field, women were able to have children. Not just women. Women who were not able to have children were able to have children. And women who were able to have children were able to have lots of children. That was all because of Vayimar Yitzchayim. So says the Maral, yes, you take the Maral and you dip it into the Tapuach. Because Tapuach, he says, is a lashon also Vayiftach es Rachma, like you find by Rachel. Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, Hashem, remember Rachel, Vayiftach es Rachma. Opened her up. She suffered a lot. The reason why Hashem opened up is because there was a Merirus. The Merirus is what opened up Rachel. So the Merirus gives a Pesach called Zecher Tachas HaTapuach Avartich. Where do you find a paradigm for this? Achay, you could say you find this by Rus and Naomi. So the Megillah tells us that Naomi was this queen. And she was married to the god Elador, and she lost her husband, she lost her children. The only thing that she was left with these two Gaisha women. Orla wasn't interested, but Rus said to Naomi, I'm with you forever. In the grave, we're forever together, even in the next world, we're together. Okay, so Naomi has Rus. And then the Megillah goes on to tell us that Rus, by the way, was an Akara, she couldn't have children. The Chazal says she was impossible for her to have children. But she marries Boaz, and she gives birth to this baby called Oved, and Naomi names the baby Oved, and Naomi raises the child. Is that fair? Ruth waited her whole life to have a child. She doesn't name the baby, and she doesn't raise the baby. How do you explain that? The pshat is like this. The Megillah also makes sure that you know that when Naomi comes back to Beis Lechem, everybody sees Naomi, and they say, could this be Naomi? But Tehum Kolayir, she says, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. Hashem has made my life better. Why do you need to know that? But the pshat is because Naomi went through so much of Merirus, that's why Rus had a Yeshua. So in essence, it's not Rus's baby. It's Naomi's baby. So Naomi does get to name the child. Naomi does get to raise the child. Because the reason why Rus got her Yeshua, she was zeichet to have a child, was because of the merirus of Naomi. So really what you see here in the parasha of Rus and Naomi is Mara in Charoses. Mara in Charoses. Give me the name Mara because I'm Mara. I'm bitter. But why should Naomi's suffering even help for Rus? Because the Megillah tells you that Rus and Naomi were inseparable. They're like one. So if Naomi is suffering on this end, it brings a Yeshua to Rus on the other end. And that's what the pasuk which the Maral quotes about Rachel. It says, "Vayizkar Elokim es Rachel, vayiftach es Rachma," that Hashem opened up her womb. Vayiftach es Rachma. He says this had to do with the fact that Rachel gave the simanim to Leah. That's why Hashem saw her suffering. Why does Rashi have to tell you that? Because he wants you to know why it is that Rachel is able to have the Yeshua. Because Leah suffered so much, thinking she was going to marry Esav, that's why Rachel had Yeshua. But why should Rachel have Yeshua? Because Leah suffered so much. You know why? Because Rus gave the Simanim to Leah. It means to say that they were so much one with each other. The bond between Leah and Rachel was so deep and so meaningful that that's why Leah's suffering was able to help Rachel. This explains a very deep question too. And the Mepharshim, I believe, speak this out. How was Yaakov able to marry two sisters? The Teretz is in Pnimius is because they're not two sisters, they're one person. Leah and Rachel are one. If you can create such a yichud between two people, they're not two people, they're one person. So the meriris of Leah gave a charosas, so to speak, a chasros, a tapuach, to Rachel. And perhaps this is the kavana also when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, we take up tapuach and we dip it in dvash. What's that all about? You should have a sweet new year, that's all that it is. Of course, it's much more than that. Because the Sfarim say dvash is gematria isha, 306. And tapuach is our tapuach. This is the tapuach of Pesach. It's not just a regular tapuach. This is the tapuach of Pesach. So what happens is that on Pesach, there's a mara charosis taking place, which means that the meriris of Nami, the meriris of Leah, is what gives charosis to Rachel, gives charosis to Rus. 7 months later, because you know a child can have a baby can be born after 7 months or after 9 months, the Gemara says. 7 months later, when you come from Pesach to Tishrei, 7 months later, that's called Tapuach Bidash. Tapuach is the osius Vayiftach Es Rachma. Tapuach Vayiftach. Vayiftach Es Rachma. You'll be able to have children. And Rosh Hashanah, you know, is a day which is Masilga for that. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Sarah was Nifkada by Rosh Hashanah, Rachel was Nifkada by Rosh Hashanah, Chana was Nifkada by Rosh Hashanah. That's called Tapuach Bidash. That's the day of the year from which this Akara, Rani Akara Le'alada, that the Akara is able to have children. Perhaps that's the pshat also when we talk about the ka'ara of Pesach. So the Zohar says that ka'ara is the osias akara. And you have to turn akara into ka'ara. So why is the charosis on the ka'ara? And by the way, everything which is on the ka'ara is very chashav on the night of the Seder. There's an Indian in the Sfarim they talk about that you don't just hand out karpas to everybody. You should take from the karpas on the charos, on the ka'ara and hand it out to everybody. You don't just take mara on a different bowl. Whatever touches the ka'ara should be used. You should save the mara for the rest of the year. Save the charosis for tomorrow. Even the kosher aliyah navi, it should be used the next day, says the mara for kiddush. Everything on the seder plate becomes holy. Everything. That's, you should have everything as much as possible should touch that ka'ara. That's why I'm saying that you should keep a little bit on the ka'ara. It should never be barren from anything. But everything should come from the ka'ara itself. Pile on the karpas. Pile on the charos. Pile on the mara. Everything should come from that ka'ara. Why is the charos on the ka'ara? Because the whole Indian of ka'ara is to turn akara into ka'ara. The charosis has the ability to do that. That's the interaction between mar and charosis. That's called tapuach bidvash. Tapuach le'isha. That akara on Pesach is now able to have a child. But with this we can explain why it's mar charosis. Like we said before, going back to the kavanas of the Ari, we had a few questions. First, let's talk about chazeres. So I thought, says Rav Acha, that really I should take the most bitter one. Comes along, Ravini says, no, it's not. The whole purpose of Meriris, not because Hashem Yisburg wants that a person should have Mara. Hashem brings Meriris because He wants to make openings in other places. It's not about that Hashem wants to experience any pain. The pain that we go through is supposed to be a shift so that something else can open. So really, the root of Mara is not Meriris itself, it has a higher root. The root of Mara is Matzah, Ke'ula. Which explains the following question. Really, maror is zecher to Shiva, and matzah is zecher to the gula. So why do we eat matzah before maror? You should eat maror before matzah. Does Shiva not come before gula? So why are you eating matzah and then maror? The pshat is because matzah is the root of the maror. Hashem Yisroch wanted there should be a matzah. Well, if you want a matzah, you have to have maror first. But really, the root of matzah and maror is one, which is why. After matzah and maror, you eat karech, which is what? A yichud of matzah and maror. What that shows is really the root of maror comes from matzah too. And this explains the Arizal we said before. What's the shachim Mara and Man? Because you know that the matzah tasted like man. The matzah is just a hemshech of man. When Klai Yisrael, man fell in the midbar and they ate matzah in the middle of the man and the matzah is mamash l'hainu hach. So that's why after maror, you do eat man. What's your man at the Seder? Afikom man. The afikom man is the man. That's the matzah man. Take out the man. The man, but you can only have man after you have maror. Because that's called the tapuach. That's the opening which comes after you experience that meriris. Now we explain the Arizal's Indian of charoses. He said charoses is chas rus. What's rus have to do with anything? So al pi kabbalah we explain the Arizal says rus is a mystical number. But according to us, rus is rus. Mara is nami. So mara is nami. That's mara. So mamela that meriris chas rus. It gives chaim chas gemach chaim. It gives chaim to rus. And why is tit sharing the yud? Because Leah and Rachel are one. Yes, there's two chavas. But if those two chavas come on, how do you identify, how do you represent the fact that these two become one? By sharing the yod. And that explains also, chazera says chasa. What's chasa? Chas rachmana alon. That's the chas of charoses. Rachmana is a lashon rechem. How do you open up the rechem of the Isha? How do you make your shuas? How do you give birth to that? You take chasa. Chas rachmana, the same thing as charoses. Chas ras, opening up rachma, the rechem. So from the charoses which we have and the mar which we have on Pesach, that will give Yeshuas for us in Rosh Hashanah. That's what I'm saying on Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down in Tzvarim. Have matzah on Rosh Hashanah. Wear your kittel from Pesach on Rosh Hashanah. Because the geulos of Pesach express themselves in Rosh Hashanah. And just to add, I forgot to mention that this idea that Nami and Rus is Rachel and Leah. So that's why the bracha that Boaz and the Zakenim give to Rus that she should build a bais k'rachel v'chaleah. Really, your person is only either rachel or leah. That's the sharish neshama. So what's k'rachel v'chaleah? But because Rus and Nami are one, and Nami is mitzad leah, her suffering, and rachel is mitzad Rus, so the bracha to rachel, to Rus, is k'rachel v'chaleah.